Passion is a very controversial topic because some people believe that you need it to be wealthy, while some people believe that you don't need it to be wealthy. All you need to do is find a need and meet that need, find a problem and solve it. These controversies have confused a lot of people who have discovered their passion. People have been left with the question, should I pursue my passion or just find something that is lucrative? What do I do? Well, at the end of this episode, you will know what to do. Passion is something that you need to be very careful with, because if you don't know how to use it, it can ruin your life. That is why this episode is very important. What is passion? Your passion is something you invest your time and money into willingly. No one needs to motivate you before you pour your money into that thing. No one needs to motivate you before you devote your time to that thing. No one needs to motivate you before you learn about that thing. If you are forced to do something, there is a very high chance that that thing is not your passion. Your passion does not require external motivation for you to do it or for you to work on it. Let's take musicians for example. When you see an up-and-coming musician, you will notice that any money they get, they devote or invest into their music. They save up money to get studio sessions. They put their time into writing quality music that will change their lives. They are so consumed by their music that they don't have time for romantic relationships. Even if you see them with people, most times these people are just friends with benefits, nothing serious. They have turned their music into their lovers. Nothing comes close to their music. Music consumes them. They are all about the music. When they are doing their chores, they are singing. When they are alone, they are singing. When they are alone, they are writing songs. They get lost in writing songs. They get lost in singing. What is that thing? What is that thing that consumes you like that? For some people, it is dancing. When they are dancing, they are happy, they are excited. They don't want it to stop. And when they are done dancing, they want to do more of it. They always look forward to dancing. For some, it is running a business. They are addicted to running businesses. For some, it is teaching. They just love talking. They love imparting knowledge. For some, it is medicine. They love treating patients. And for some, there are specialties. Some people love to take care of mothers and children. Some people love to take care of the brain. Some people are obsessed with the brain. Some people are obsessed with the heart. No one motivates them before they read research papers on the heart. No one motivates them before they volunteer in rural areas or in underserved communities. No one motivates them. Your passion is something that you are proactive about. You take initiative. You find ways to do this thing. You find ways to make it better. That is your passion. How do you find it? How do you discover your passion? I know you are expecting 6 steps or 7 steps, but the truth is that you know your passion. The only problem is that you don't want to admit it because you think that it doesn't make sense or that it's not profitable. You think that your passion cannot help you live the life that you want. You know your passion. You know your authentic self. You know what you love to do. You know what you want to spend your life doing, but you are scared. Everyone knows their passion. I'm telling you. They just deny that they don't because they feel like it doesn't make sense. Your passion could be eating. You could make a lot of money from eating. And now social media has made it better. You could start your own food vlog. You could start getting brand deals from having your own food vlog. You could become a food influencer. You could specialize in eating healthy foods. You could specialize in giving reviews about junks, whatever it is. So if your passion is eating, you could make a lot of money from it. Now, how you manage that money is what will determine if you become wealthy or not. How you manage your money is as important as what you do to make that money. For some people, their passion has the ability to bring income, but because of their inability to manage money properly, they never become wealthy. So while it's good to chase your passion, you also need to learn how to manage money. Making money is just one part of the equation. You need to learn how to manage it. You need to learn how to keep it. You need to learn how to multiply it. If you know how to multiply your money, you would have no problem with chasing your passion. There are several benefits to pursuing your passion. The first benefit to pursuing your passion is that it makes you happier. Science has proven that when you are doing something you are passionate about, your body releases endorphins, which are chemicals that reduce stress and promote feelings of happiness. Whenever you are having fun, do you feel stressed? When you are having fun, do you feel burnt out? Why do you feel stressed when you are working? It's because your body is interpreting what you are doing as work. Now, your body is interpreting it as work because you don't like that thing you are doing. When you are doing something you have to do, it is not fun. So you will be stressed. You will be burnt out. A time will come in your life when you will begin to complain about everything. Your life will just be miserable. Everything will just not seem right. Pursuing your passion is really important. Very important. Because the alternative is that you will live a life where nothing is interesting. You will live a life where you can't even spend time with your loved ones because you are too tired. Sometimes you are frustrated. Sometimes you are angry. So pursuing your passion makes you happier. Richard Branson is a very happy man today because he is living out his passion. He is working on his passion. Very happy man. Many entrepreneurs today are living happy lives because what they are working on is something they care about. Yes, they might not like every part of the business, but the fact that they get to achieve the results they want, the results are the things they are passionate about. The fact that they get to achieve those results makes them happy. So that is the first benefit of pursuing your passion. It makes you happier. And when you're happier, everything around you works. Your loved ones enjoy you better. They enjoy you more. The second benefit to pursuing your passion is that it increases your motivation and focus. People are easily distracted when they are working on something that they do not care about. People gossip at work. People gist at work because they don't care about the business. They don't care about their role. They don't care about what they are there to do. It's just a job to them. It is easier to have a strong work ethic when you are passionate about what you are doing. I was reading Naval's book one time when he said that he used to code for 16 hours a day when he was an active tech guy. And he said that it was impossible to compete with him because not everyone was spending 16 hours a day on coding. He said it was impossible to spend 16 hours a day coding if you didn't have a passion for coding. That is what passion does for you. It gives you strong work ethics. This is why it seems like a lot of business owners are consumed by their business. They are passionate about connecting people in the world. They are passionate about helping you. They are passionate about creating cures for cancer. They are passionate about creating HIV vaccines. It is easier to devote a lot of time to something that you are passionate about. It is easier to have the right attitude towards work when you are working on something you are passionate about. There are a lot more people out there who are working at jobs they don't like. Many people are victims of circumstance. I'm telling you, and that's why we have a lot of unhappy people out there. And that's why it's even predicted that in 5 to 10 years, we're going to have more mental health problems. A lot of mental health problems will start manifesting from doing things that people don't like. I mean, that is just one reason why mental health problems will increase. When I play video games, I check my phone. When I write, I check my phone. When I'm editing my podcast, I check my phone. But when I'm speaking, when I'm teaching, nothing else exists to me. My phone doesn't exist. Social media doesn't exist. Nothing exists. No one else exists. That is a passion. It consumes me. So what is that thing for you that when you are doing, you just lose track of time? When you are doing that thing, nothing else exists. You are in a world of your own. Find that thing. And like I said, you already know it. You just don't want to admit it. So I guess what I will say is, be honest with yourself. it could be fashion, and fashion has different parts. So it could be a part of fashion, it could be sewing, it could be illustrating, it could be supervising. You just like coordinating people to produce great results. It could be the business of fashion. Whatever it is, you know it. Be honest with yourself and chase it. Let's get to the real deal. The things you need to know about passion. What are those things you need to know about passion? This will help to decide if you are to chase your passion or not. You need to know these things. The first one is that passion is contagious. If you want to chase your passion, you need to be around people who are working on things that they are passionate about. Many people have the wrong idea about work because they have spent too much time around people who are not passionate about what they are doing. People who are not passionate about what they are doing see work as a curse, not a blessing. Work is very necessary for living, but we're designed to work on the things that we are passionate about. We're designed to work on the things that we were designed for. You were not designed to do everything. Let me give you an example. There is a movie called Mowgli. Now, Mowgli was a young boy that grew up amongst wolves. Because he lived among wolves, he began to walk on all fours. Now, a time came for a competition, a hunting competition, and Mowgli could not perform well. Mowgli always tried to walk on all fours, but it was never as fast as wolves. And I can tell you that walking on all fours as a human was painful and stressful. Do you know why? Mowgli was not designed to walk on all fours. There was no way Mowgli could have been a champion in that environment. It was in an environment where everyone there was created for that environment. It was not in the right environment. So there are things that you were designed for. You have abilities for certain things. You have the personalities for certain things. You have the eyes for certain things. You have the mind for certain things. You have the courage for certain things. You need to find those things that you were designed for. These days, everyone wants to go into entrepreneurship. And I think that has happened because of the wrong idea people have about paid employment. People see paid employment as a cage, which is not true. The reason why you see paid employment as a cage is because you have spent too much time around people who took jobs they had to do to pay their bills. If you have been around people in paid employment who are passionate about their roles, you will have the wrong idea about work. There are people in paid employment today who are very successful and wealthy. They are achieving a lot. They are operating as entrepreneurs. We call these people intrapreneurs. They are the ones with the ideas. They are the proactive ones. They look forward to coming to work every day. They leave home very early. They get to work very early. They even leave late. These guys are passionate about what they do because they found early what they were designed to do and they chased it. This is why you see people who excel at their workplace. So you need to be around the right people if you are going to chase your passion. Stop hanging out around people who are always complaining about work, complaining about life, and so on and so forth. These people are victims of circumstance. Don't be around them. Be around people who are intentional. Intentional people are those who know what they are passionate about and they have created a plan to work on that thing. So you know that you are passionate about customer service. Now you are working in HR. Well, what is the plan you have to transition to that thing you really love? Are you going to remain in HR for 5-10 years? No, you need to create a plan. People change careers all the time. So you can make money for 5 years. And once you have enough money, you can move. Start afresh in another career. Be an intern. It will be easier to be an intern again because you have now saved up money. You have planned. But many people don't plan. Many people are not intentional. They will just remain there until they retire. They will remain there, complain every day until 5 years will pass. Don't be around people like that. Paid employment is not a curse. Paid employment is not a cage. Paid employment is a platform for working on your passion without any risk to you. I mean, you have access to funds. You have access to a team. You can easily share ideas with your colleagues. You can get your colleagues to do something for you and with you, and you wouldn't pay anything. But if you're an entrepreneur, then you need to hire people and you need to pay them. You can try ideas. You can try different things with someone else's money. As an entrepreneur, you are very careful with how you spend money. It is very difficult for you to take risks, especially if you don't have investors. So paid employment is a platform to carry out your vision. Paid employment is also a platform to learn about what it takes to carry out your vision. Check many of the top entrepreneurs today. Many of them actually were in paid employment first. So someone who has a dream of starting his own computer company worked in a computer company. Some of them worked in computer companies and they found problems. Then they left to start their own company that will solve those problems. So you need to be very careful with whom you spend your time with. Number two, passion makes it easy to persevere. If you are not passionate about teaching and you start a podcast, it might be difficult for you to see through to the end. Because you will not make money in your first year. You will not make money in your second year. You might not even make money in your third year. I remember listening to this guy who said he did not make money from his podcast for 6 years. How was he able to persevere? Passion. He loved to teach. Whether people were listening or not, he kept teaching. When you run your own business, profits might not come in the first 4 years. Profits might not even come in the first 7 years. What will keep you going? Your mission, your vision, your passion. Number three, you need to understand the paradox of passion. If you are in a job you are not passionate about and you want to excel, you need to find things about that job that you love. If, for example, you are in HR, you hate it, but you want to excel at it, which is highly unlikely because most times people don't want to excel at something they don't care about. But let's say you feel like you are due for a promotion, you feel like you deserve a promotion, you feel like you want more money, and the way to get more money is through a promotion. Well, how do you perform better on the job? You need to find the things about that job that you love. So if you are in HR, what is it about HR that you love? What are your daily activities? What results are you expected to get every month? Check those things and find the ones you love. So for example, it could be interacting with your colleagues every day to find out their problems. It could be you finding the employees that are not performing well, interacting with them, then getting them to perform well. It could be that. It could be the times when you prepare the payroll of your colleagues. It could be anything. So find the things about your job that you love and hold them dear to your heart. If those things make you look forward to coming to work every day, you will excel at your job. So there are some people who are not passionate about their job, but they are great at it. They are the top. Why? Because of this simple hack. You must have heard things like, learn to love what you do. Well, find the things you love about what you do, and you get to the top. People will think you're actually passionate about this thing. And this is why some people believe that you don't need passion to excel. That is not really true, because you need passion. You might not be passionate about the job, but you are passionate about some things in that job, in that role. If you are a doctor, you might hate the job, you might hate the environment, but love the satisfaction you feel when patients say thank you because they are healed. That might be the only thing you love. That alone is enough to make you look forward to coming to work every day. If you have a plan to leave, that will help you hold on until you can afford to leave. And if you don't love your job, you are not a tree. You can move. Number four, if you want to be wealthy with your passion, you need to find the intersection between your passion and the needs of people. For example, let's say your passion is cooking. You could turn that passion into wealth by identifying a need in the market for healthy meals. Some people know that they are meant to eat healthy, but they don't know how to prepare those meals. That is a need. You can address that need. You can meet it. You could do that by writing a book, a recipe book. You could do that by creating recipe cards. You could do that by also cooking those meals for them and delivering them to their house. You are meeting a need, so you enjoy cooking. Every day, you will be doing what you love while you are meeting the needs of people. Another example is writing. Let's say you love writing, your passion is writing. You could turn that passion into wealth by identifying a need in the market for copywriters. And you could even go further by focusing on long-form copies for high-ticket sales. Real estate, for example. Let's say you want to sell a $50 million house. A copywriter will be needed for that. You can meet that need. So you love writing and you are meeting a need. That is how to build wealth. You must find that intersection. Let me also add that if you want to turn your passion into wealth, you will be required to do some things you don't like, especially if you are just starting out. Doctors don't just treat, they also maintain patient records. They teach. Some doctors don't like teaching, but they are required to teach if they are in teaching hospitals. And that's why you see that some doctors can be cranky towards students. As a doctor, you will need to fill out insurance forms. There are other things like that you will not like to do, but you have to do. So, yes, you are passionate about administering cures. You are passionate about administering solutions to your patient. But at the same time, to keep that job, to keep doing that thing you are passionate about, you will need to do some things that you don't like. Those things are relevant. They are relevant. Now, if you have money to hire people to do those things you don't like, that is fine. As a doctor, you can even hire people to do those things for you. I think they are called physician assistants. But in the meantime, you will need to do some things you don't like. If you are a business owner, you might be required to sell your products yourself. You might be required to run your social media platforms yourself. If you are into teaching, if your passion is teaching, you'll be required to edit your podcast yourself. You'll be required to edit your videos yourself. You'll be required to design graphics yourself. You know what they say about entrepreneurs? They do everything. They are the accountant. They are the HR managers. They are the salespeople. They are just doing everything. They are the graphic designers. They are the video editors. They are everything. So you need to know that about your passion. That's also another reason why people are confused about their passion. They are confused because they are doing some things they don't like. So they are not sure. If you want to turn your passion into wealth, everything about your passion will not be enjoyable. But you will not be as stressed as someone that is doing everything that they hate. Every single thing they are doing, they hate it. For you who is pursuing your passion and doing some things that you hate, I'm telling you, you will enjoy the process. The entire process you will enjoy. I assure you. So what is the conclusion of this episode? Is that your passion can make you wealthy. Passion is a major ingredient for success. Passion is a major ingredient for wealth. Passion is your authentic self. Yes, it is your authentic self. It is difficult to build wealth if you are not your authentic self, especially when we now live in a very competitive world. In the new economy, those who are different are the ones who make the most money. So your passion is your authentic self. Your passion is what will differentiate you from other people. If this episode has helped you, make sure you share it with your loved ones. And don't forget to subscribe or follow this podcast. See you next time.